beefy, just like I like my soup and my men. Oh, what else can I tell you? Oh, my goodness gracious. So anyway, have y'all seen this, spotting Big Fatty thing? I made a picture for it. I put, Big Fatty in, Lady Gaga's meat dress. The only thing that could have made it better is if it would have been a bacon dress. Then it would have been perfect.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1052 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of February 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. I got nothing. Big Fatty. Hello, loopies. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Dear Gussie McMussie. Y'all, it's date night. Date night, that's how you know it's hump day. Man, it's Volga is what it is. Y'all, I got nothing today. So I'm just going to natter. We're just going to have a little, taking it old school nattering. Man, please. Y'all, I have just finished having a lovely supper with Miss Kenny. And Miss Kenny came by the Fat Cave, and y'all, a couple of things on Miss Kitty's visit. Y'all, you know, I'd gotten a new round rug here at the Fat Cave, and y'all, Miss Kitty was quite impressed by the rug. Big Fatty, he thought all that you had, all your taste was in your mouth. But anyway, y'all, Miss Kitty was over here and just went on and on, gushed. He gushed about the rug, and y'all. Then Miss Kitty had to assist Big Fatty with a special new horror outfit. That Big Fatty purchased. But y'all, you know, Big Fatty is so small. It's just tiny. That, Big Fatty, you're retarded. Oh, y'all, there's that Michelle Obama on the Wheel of Fortune. I don't know why she's on there. She gonna spend? Lord, I hope she doesn't hit bankrupt. Big Fatty! What was I saying? Oh, but y'all, Miss Kitty's gonna have to do a little. You know, Miss Kitty has a friend, Sadie, and Sadie runs a sewing service, and Sadie's sewing service does all of Big Fatty's alterations. Y'all, generally it's to let things out. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Generally it's to let things out. Big Fatty, I didn't mean for you to actually say it again. Anyway. Y'all, I'm loopy. I'm just loopy right now. I don't know why I'm loopy. Y'all, before I go any further, y'all, Miss Kitty saw the Hat M Crumacod, and y'all, he giggled like a schoolgirl. He just giggled like a schoolgirl, and he said it reminded him of the Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of the Spotting Big Fatty, let's just go on over there now since I ain't got shit else to talk about today. Big Fatty, you got that right. Y'all, there was a great one yesterday, I think it was. Let me go over here. Where is it now? Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, if you ever need to know how to get to Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, it's the top thing under the Fat Favorites over there at the BFO, y'all. And you know the BFO is the center of the podcasting universe. Big Fatty, y'all, what is that? Is that Paula Deen? Is that Paula Deen? Oh, by the way, at the beginning of today's show is that Frequency. And y'all, Frequency has posted things over there at the spot in Big Fatty. But y'all, evidently, Big Fatty performed during the, y'all, that is the Frequency that posted that. Performed at the halftime of the big game. But y'all, I think one of my favorite pictures is the lame duck day where it's all the coal mine. It's all the coal miners out in front of them. In front of the coal mine. And what did I come over here for? I don't remember what I came over here for now. Big Fatty, please just move forward. You're punch drunk is what you are. You're punch drunk. Y'all hadn't had anything. To drink. Y'all, I've received. Y'all, let me just tell you something. Let me just come over here and sit on Uncle Fatty's lap. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Nobody wants to sit there. But y'all, oh, they hit bankrupt. Anyway, y'all, excuse me a second. I think something came up that time. Y'all, that... Big Fatty, please! Not while we're having Oh, Lord. Oh, y'all, you'd swear I was drunk, y'all. I swear to you, I hadn't had the first thing to drink. Y'all, I'm not focused, though. I feel like old bacon. Unfocused, but absent. What is it? I'm trying to solve the puzzle. absent. I don't know. Anyway. What was I saying? I don't know. Oh, we had supper with Miss Kitty, and y'all, it's something about the beaver. Speaking of the beaver, y'all, I've gotten something over here from Santa Beaver. And Santa Beaver, you know, over there at in the Faroe Islands, said, "Oh, I love the Crema card. Hat M is so far into the future that he's behind. Big Fatty, don't talk about Hat M's behind." So, you know, y'all, this is what I was going to talk to you about, y'all. It makes you cannot even begin to understand how happy it makes Big Fatty when y'all send stuff. It's just like the puzzle, the bacon tuxedo puzzle that Big Fatty got in the P.O. box. And you know, people, you know, they'll run across things, and it's just like Tom from up there, old Digger up there in the Chicago's, y'all. He found something on the inner tubes about, and y'all, I don't want everybody sending me shit, because you know then it doesn't mean as much when everybody's doing it. But you know, every once in a while, when you send me a little something, it means something to me. But y'all, Tom sent me something that those of you living out in the California, do you ever go to that Jack in the Box? Big Fatty, please, that is vulgar. No, it's a hamburger. It's a hamburger chain out there. But y'all, they're for a limited time only. And if you are out, if you have a Jack in the Box near you, y'all go by there, cause I want somebody to taste this, cause y'all, it is the bacon flavored milkshake, and they're having it for a limited time only. At the what do you call that? The Jack in the Box. So somebody check that out and call in. Maybe you could buy the bacon. Oh, y'all, speaking of that, I got an e-letter from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And y'all, evidently he really, really loved one of Big Fatty's Belches on a previous show this week. And y'all, I'm trying to get better about going back to the old style of belching, but y'all, sometimes it just doesn't work. It's just whatever comes up. Big Fatty, we didn't know we need to hear what's coming up. Anyway, y'all, did I tell you, the hats? I talk to the hats every Sunday. And this past week, one of the hats' friends that lives here in Charleston passed away, and I called and talked to the hats two or three times during the week last week. And y'all, then I got a phone call on the cellular telephonic device on Monday from the hat saying, "Oh, you didn't call us on Sunday night." And I went, "Well, I talked to you three times during the week." And y'all, Larry Klein and I had discussed this earlier in the day. I said, I guarantee you, even though I talked to them three times during the week this past week, I didn't call because, you know, the big game was on. and I had talked to them three times during the week. I said, I guarantee to you, they're going to call me and say, "Oh, you didn't call us on Sunday." And y'all, sure enough, Monday, "Oh, you didn't call us on Sunday." And y'all, they're predictable. They're predictable. And y'all, I said, "Well, I've already talked to you three times this week. I've got nothing new to report." "Oh, well, the hat went on to say, "Oh, well, I was out riding around in my truck, and I had some diarrhea, and I had to throw my pants away." And I'm like, I don't need to know that. Big Fatty, are you sure you're not drunk? Oh, thank God they don't listen. But anyway, if any of you are out there and you go to the Jack in the Box, buy the bacon milkshake, and then call into the BFO, and as you're drinking it, taste it and give us a report on how it is. Y'all, it looks vulgar. It looks absolutely vulgar, though, if I had to say some. But Dicko, thank you so much for sending that to Big Freddy. Y'all, what else have I got over here? Y'all, I heard the old gal, the Vons, yo, talking about using the pod track. And y'all, it just sounds like something you step in, the pod track. Manny, please. Perhaps it fell out of the hat's pants. But y'all, so I went over and I signed up for it. And y'all, it says right now that there are no subscribers to the BFO. So y'all, it must be working properly. And y'all, have you noticed that the Vons, her little show, y'all, it is showing up in my iTunes, but y'all, it won't download. And y'all, clearly it's part of the full moon or something like that. I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. What else was I going to talk to y'all about? I don't know. I told you about the hat shatting himself. Fatty, please. Oh, went to dinner with Miss Kitty. We had Miss Kitty had a club sandwich, and I had the giant salad. And y'all, then we shared a piece of a New York style cheesecake. And y'all, it was probably about 3 inches thick, and had the good crust on it and everything. And y'all, I couldn't wait to get home and take my fiber. Because y'all, I'm telling you, that cheesecake, it's just like a cork. It's just, perhaps that's what the hat needs to use. He needs to use some of that. Y'all, I'm going to go over here and scratch one of these scratch-offs, that old bacon's. Y'all, since I'm discombobulated today. By the way, I will get around to the $23 prize sometime this week. But y'all, I'm out of sorts today. I don't know what's up. But y'all, we're going to do one of these. Y'all, this is the Fireball 7. And y'all, you scratch off all of 9 of the numbers. And y'all, then it depends. If you have 7s, if you have 3 7s in a row, you can win anywhere from $1 to $7,000. And so, y'all, here we go. All right. And Lurie Warbucks, I know you love the scratch-offs, so here we go, just for you. Y'all, there's a 7. And, oh, there's a 2. Oh, we're pretty in a 6. So that eliminates the $7,000 and the $700. Well, okay. And then there's an 8. Oh, and then there's a 7. Oh, no, wait, that 7's not eliminated. And then there's another 7. And then there's another 7. Oh, dear gussie. And then there's another 7. Oh, dear gussie. And then there's a 3. Y'all, not a winner, Big Fatty. Not a winner. Let me just make sure if I've got that right. That it's not a winner. No winner there. No winner there. No winner there. No winner there. There, 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 oh, there. Big Fatty, not a winner. All right. I don't know what else I was going to talk to y'all. You know, speaking of Miss Kitty, he sent me that stuff about the states a while back, and I know that Hat M loves when I read. Y'all, maybe I should play the crummy music when I read. Beef, Fanny, don't get him started on any of that. Let me go back over here. State trivia. Here we go. By the way, y'all, y'all keep checking. by the way, y'all, there was evidently some testicular problems. I'm looking at Delaware, and I see, you know, it reminds me of Jay and Ron up there in the Delawares, and y'all, evidently Ron sent an entry into the number one fan contest, but y'all, it never came through. Y'all, I was just wondering if anyone else sent an entry in, and it never came through. Because, you know, Jay and Ron also sent a voice letter to Big Fatty, and it never came through. Y'all, it perhaps is a Delaware block on the, but y'all, I got an entry from the Haunt Cubs, so there can be a Delaware block. Ron, I'm sorry I didn't get your entry into the number one fan contest, but if it comes in, I'll put it in there for next year, I guess. I don't know. Hell, I'll never remember that. Why am I saying that? Big Fatty, you barely remember to push the record button. Y'all, I don't even remember. Where did we stop the last time on this thing? Y'all, I don't want to read this. We're not going to read this. Big Fatty, what? Well, it's just you. Yes, you're just off the tracks today, Big Fatty. You're just off the tracks. Let's just see. What else have I got to talk about? Oh, yeah, no, I know what I was going to say. Y'all, it makes me so happy. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Y'all, I was saying earlier this week that, you know, hate. There was hate. It's fixed. The number one. The number one fan is fixed. Y'all, that's all in jest, okay? I know all of y'all are saying it in jest. But y'all, several people are saying, oh, Big Fatty, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't. Dick, I see. Thank God. Big Fatty, that's what they're saying. Thank hydrogen. But y'all, I know all of you are just, it's fixed. You know, y'all, if there's one thing Big Fatty ain't, it's a cheat, okay? And y'all, it just, you know, trust me, there were 56 pieces of paper in a bag, and that's why this thing for the $23 is going to take a while, because, y'all, I got things going on, and Big Fatty, are you trying to say that you've got a life? No, I would never say anything like that, but y'all, I believe that Frequencies said it best when he said,
oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh! Well, yes, he did say it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
It was vulgar. Me to you too.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.